You have wasted real estate if you don't have a solid trailer episode. Your trailer episode will help you bring your listener into your world. In this episode, I'm going to answer three questions. What's a podcast trailer? What can an effective trailer do for your show? And what are the building blocks of an effective trailer?
There's over 1.9 million podcasts. Most of them never see the results they expected. They want to monetize, but their show ends up costing them money, and they never achieve the listenership they desire. This show will help you launch, grow, monetize, and inspire with your podcast. Get ready to take notes, because here's your host, Adam Adams.
This is episode number 48, pitfall number 2. Here's the pitfall, everybody. Lots of people neglect this trailer. They don't know what a trailer episode is. And in this episode, as I mentioned before, I'm going to answer your three biggest questions about trailers. What's a podcast trailer? What can an effective trailer do for your show? And what are the building blocks of building an effective trailer? So number one, what is a podcast trailer? It is just like movie trailers. It's just a shorter clip, you know, that highlights what the show is all about. B, it gets your listener excited to listen to you and what you have to offer. C, it also serves as like a little placeholder for allowing your show to be on those iTunes and other platforms. It serves as a placeholder, an effective placeholder. D, I call it episode number 0. And I put that in quotes because it's not really an episode, but it kind of is an episode. Episode 1 is always going to be episode number 1. This is more of a bonus episode. It goes in a different category. And what's cool about episode number 0 is everybody's going to see it first and foremost. If they haven't been to your trailer yet, that'll be one of the first episodes that they can go to. And E, the purpose of the trailer is to get your listener excited and allow you to make money with your show. So number 2, a big question that you're probably asking. You're like, Adam, what can an effective trailer even do for my show? Why do I need it? What's so important about it? I don't think I need one. Other people don't have them. So yeah, what can an effective trailer do for your show? And there's really these 4 things. I'm going to call them A, B, C, and D. And A is, it can make you more money. An effective trailer will allow you to have more money in your pocket. You can monetize your show. For example, if you do an effective trailer where you're calling out your avatar and the avatar knows exactly who they are, and if a sponsor hears that trailer episode, they will be like, man, that is my perfect listener too. Her podcast or his podcast is serving the person that I want to go for. And they can, in a very short, concise amount of time, they can figure out that they want to sponsor your show. It's going to allow you to make more money. And if it's not for a sponsor themselves, it can allow you to sell more of your own products or services, to support people, to get going to the next level. So you'll be able to monetize your show because you have an effective trailer that calls out the avatar. And I'll give you in a little bit the building blocks of the trailer, how to call that out. B, you're going to get your listener into your world. The purpose of this trailer is why you? Why should they listen to you? And if you have an effective trailer, you're going to be able to pull that person, the person who can do business with you, hire you, join your coaching program, or pay money to whoever your sponsor is. You can get that listener into your world. You can tie them in and get them excited to be part of your journey through the podcast. C, you can help them know why they should listen. Because here's the thing, and you know this too, you're busy. I'm busy. We are all busy Americans. And I'm sure all humans find a way to fill their time. We are effing busy. So your listener, if you have an effective trailer, you can help them know and understand why they need to listen to you, even though they're busy. And D, you can get your show listed on iTunes. And I know this sounds stupid. You're like, hey, I can get my show listed on iTunes if I just have an episode one. I don't really need to have a trailer to do that. Here's the issue. If you use episode number one to get listed on iTunes, it's generally longer. So a lot of people's episode number one is going to be, let's just say 20, 30, 40, 50 minutes. And if that's the length of your first episode that they're going to approach, if it's not short, concise, and compact, they may tune out before they understand what's in it for me. Every human being says, what's in it for me? So when you get your show listed on iTunes, you need to get that show listed on iTunes with a trailer episode that's short. I'll teach you that in here in a moment. But with an episode that's short, that pulls them into your world so that they know what to expect moving forward. And it's going to help you in order to, for example, if I just get only an episode number one and that's all I get, regardless if it's 30, 40, 50 minutes, even if it's short, if it's an episode one, it's going to be about the content of that episode. Your trailer episode is going to be about the show. Just like we talked about before in the beginning of this episode, when we were talking about it's just like a movie trailer, it's like a shorter clip that highlights what the show is all about. That's what this is going to do. It's going to get them excited. It's going to be that placeholder, your episode zero that shows up everywhere. And it's going to make sure that your listener gets excited. Okay, here comes number three. And there's three main parts of the building block that I want to share. It's A, B, and C. And C has the four pieces of the whole framework. So let's go into that right now. A, it's short and it's sweet. Your trailer is 1 minute up until maybe 10 minutes. Your goal is to keep it as short as possible, but it always has to be between 1 minute and 10 minutes. B, your trailer episode is going to talk about some features and benefits, but it's going to try to focus on the benefits. There are some things where you have to give features. Some of you understand this and some of you've never heard this before. Features are like, it's going to do this, then it's going to do this. Benefits are, because it does this, you get this result. So in your trailer episode, rather than just saying, hey, I publish episodes every Monday, say, I publish episodes every Monday so that you can get blah, 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 blah. Give them the benefits. So that's the second big piece of the framework, or letter B, features versus benefits. You want to do more benefits than features. Or when you're doing a feature, explain the benefit, why it matters to them. For example, in this episode so far, I've said a few things to you, like, why does it matter? Because you're going to make more money if you have a trailer. It has to have the benefit or you don't give a shit. Got to have the benefit. Okay. C, there's four questions that your trailer episode is going to go over. It's, who is the show for? What's the big promise? What's different about your podcast? And what to expect from the show? So I would like to go through this framework with you a little bit more. Under C, the four questions that you're doing in under 10 minutes, as we said before. The first one, again, is who is the show for? What you're really doing here is you're calling out your avatar, you want your perfect listener. Once you understand who they are and what they're worried about, what their goals are, what they want to achieve, what's holding them back, what's stopping them, what they're going through, how they think, even sometimes like where they live, how many kids they have. Once you understand all of that, then as you call them out, you are going to call them out by, you're going through this issue. This is the problem that you're facing. These are the things that you've seen. And that's who this show is for. That's the first thing you got to do. Like if you listen to my trailer, it was about 10 minutes long. So it was on the upper length of the 1 to 10 that I share with you. But I called out two different listeners, for example. I said, you are either person A, and person A is, they've already had a podcast for a long time, but it never got the traction that they wanted. And I went into some more detail and kind of pulled on the heartstrings so you understood exactly that I knew what you're going through. And I said, or you're person number B, which you don't ever want to be person number A. So you're this other person that's just about to start a podcast, but you don't want to go through the trouble that person A went through. So I called out two different avatars. You don't have to do two avatars. My recommendation really is one avatar. That's what I recommend to you. And if you ever do more than one, the most you should do is two. So I got my person A and my person B, who's brand new, who didn't want to ever become person A, didn't want to ever struggle with the stuff person A went through. So that's how what I did when I did my trailer episode. You can check that out. It was episode zero, the one before episode number one. The second piece of this major framework that need to be answering in under 10 minutes is, what is the big promise? So you already called out your avatar. Now you're letting your avatar know, what will they get from listening? In my trailer episode, As I Serve Podcasters, I shared that you can make impact and income. If you go and check that out, I made two promises. From listening to this, the podcast on podcasting, you're going to make a bigger income and a bigger impact on the world. You're going to leave a legacy. Those are the things that I know my avatar wants, that they're looking for. And those are the big promises that I intend to solve during this podcast. So you need to figure out, what is your big promise? What are you going to deliver? What does your avatar get when they listen to your show? Third, what is different about your show? Here's an example. You need to draw your line in the sand. I'll share you a fictitious story that I just made up, and it's going to help you understand what it means to get this third piece and drawing the line in the sand. Long, long, long time ago, okay, there was this guy, and he was a caveman, and his name was That's how they named themselves, is weird names like that. But this caveman, his name was And had this really interesting thing. Nobody had ever seen fire or wheels or all of these cool things. Like in Uh's life, none of this was out and about. But ended up creating something called fire. He figured out how to make fire and to control fire and to put fire in one place. But the captain, the leader of Uh's group, was afraid of fire. It scared them. They didn't want to mess with fire. They said, don't play with fire, Don't play with fire. This is of the devil. This is dangerous. And so was so happy because he's like, I can clean and sanitize things with fire. I can cook my food better with fire. I can stay warm at night with fire. I can stay out of the cave and actually look at the stars longer because of fire. So really believed in fire. So one day he got so passionate about creating this new thing called fire that drew a line in the sand. The one leader on the other side of the line in the sand with all of the other cave people, and then draws this line, and he stands on the other side. And he got nervous, but he said, if you follow me, we're going to do fire. And a percentage of the cave people decided to leave their captain because drew a line in the sand and showed the difference between what they've been doing and the better way. And some of the cave people stepped over the line, and for the first time in history, there was more than one clan. There was the first leader and then all of these apostates following to a better way. With your podcast, on your podcast trailer, I want you to draw a line in the sand and show your perfect listener, your perfect client, your avatar. That's the old way. You can keep going down that way and be cold at night. You can keep going that way and eat raw chicken and keep throwing up. Or you can step over the line and come to a better way. So on my podcast trailer episode, I drew a line in the sand as well. I said something to the effect of, let's call the elephant in the room. And I said, there's no shortage of podcasts teaching you how to podcast. They're all over the place. And in fact, some of them are my friends. And then I shared the reason this podcast is different, what I'm going to do differently. And then I started sharing the big promise again and how I can deliver the promise and why they should listen to me. Just like, I asked them to step over the line if they want a better way to podcast. You're going to do the same thing with your show. And the fourth thing is you're just going to share with your listener what to expect. Remember the features and benefits thing as you do this, because this is going to get kind of boring as you're just giving details only. So as you share what to expect, you'll share basically when podcast episodes come out and how often you publish episodes. Basically what they're going to learn, what they're going to get out of the podcast, what to expect. So just to go through the framework one more time, A, B, and C. A is it needs to be short and sweet, 1 to 10 minutes. B is features and benefits. You want to make sure you're hitting on the benefits. And C was the four-piece framework where it starts with who is the show for, then it goes to what is the big promise, then it goes to what's the difference of your show, you know, drawing your line in the sand. And the last one, the fourth piece of the framework, is really what do they expect when they come to your show. By the way, if you haven't checked out the first 6 episodes of this podcast, it is actually a 101 course on podcasting. It's completely free for you. You don't even have to go to like my website. You don't have to join an email list or anything like that. Just listen to the first 6 episodes of this podcast as a 101 course to getting to the next level for your podcast. If you've done it already and you loved it, please leave an honest rating and review. If you haven't yet done it, jump over there and check it out. So to wrap up this episode on trailer episodes and why they're important and what you should have, just remember that if you don't use a trailer episode, you're really wasting all of that real estate. You're not going to be able to get the traction that you wanted to have a solid trailer episode, what it can really do for you. Your trailer episode is going to bring those listeners into your world, help you to be able to make more money because you can attract the right sponsors or sell your own products or services. We talked about what is the trailer, what can it do for you, and what are the building blocks. And I hope you got a ton of value. I'll see you on the next episode. Oh, hey, because 3 of my clients came to me recently looking to find a way to have their podcast make the money instead of cost them money. We put together a resource for some of our clients, and I want to give it to you as well. It's something that did actually seem to help, because one of them is now making $2,600 a month. Another one's $4,500 a month. And the third is making between $5,000 and $10,000 each month. And so it's been a resource that's been incredibly valuable to them. It's our sponsor sheet template. It's a template of a sponsor sheet, and it gives you something that you can hand to potential sponsors and hopefully also be making $2,600, $4,500, or between $5,000 and $10,000 regularly each month with your podcast. So this has been a contributing factor to helping all 3 of those clients turn their podcast into an additional income stream for them. And the way that you can find it is just going to our website, growyourshow.com, but put in /templates, growyourshow.com/templates. And then you can actually download that template and others that could be valuable to your podcasting experience. I'll see you on the next episode.